You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and today I have really a treat for faggots everywhere. It's my interview with Alpha JP15. You might have remembered him back in the past by that name in FinDom. He now goes by Alpha Aesthetic 8. He is one of the most charismatic and lovable alphas on the scene. I absolutely adore his intellect and his beautiful eyes and his very casual, nonchalant dominance that really drives faggots crazy and has spurred his great success in the scene and in life. So without further ado, this is my interview with Alpha Aesthetic 8. Enjoy. Well, I am here with one of my very favorite alphas in the FinDom world. His name on Twitter is Alpha Aesthetic 8. You went by Alpha JP before, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Back in the day. Say hi to everybody. And
hey guys, how's it going? It's great to be here. This is round number 2 for us, so we're redoing this.
We don't have to tell anybody that, do we?
It's our secret.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, the first time I was a stupid faggot, and I forgot to hit the record button on our conversation. So
it's all good. It was a practice run.
Exactly. We're gonna be really good this time. It was a great conversation the first time, Master. And actually, since then, we have come up with a bunch of other things that we wanted to also talk about that we didn't touch on the first time. So that's a good thing, honestly. So at least I hope so. So how is your return to FinDom going so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I came back. Well, I'll just start from the beginning. I started the Alpha JP account in 2019. And I had that for like 6 or 7 months. And I took a pretty long break in 2020. And then I came back with the Alpha Aesthetic account in, I think, August of last year. And it's been great ever since. So it's been whatever that is, 7, 8 months.
Right. So what was the reason why you came off of Twitter, FinDom, and stopped doing FinDom?
Yeah, so I think it would help if I gave some background on how I got started in FinDom.
Yeah. Let's talk about that then.
For the guys who haven't heard me tell this story 1,000 times. So I started in FinDom in college. It happened when I was a junior. I had a fellow student basically come on to me as a sub, and I was totally unfamiliar with FinDom. I'd never heard of it, had no idea about the scene, so to speak. And he basically came on to me as a foot faggot. He was a coworker of mine at the time and offered me money for a massage, right? And then it happened a few other times, my senior year of college when I was like 21, 22. And then I really realized, hey, I could do this. I kind of like this, to be honest. I had guys, you know, giving me money for socks, for all kinds of stuff, driving me around. And that's when I discovered online Twitter, FinDom, as I do it now. And it was all new to me, right? I think a lot of guys get enamored by the quick cash. Right. You're tweeting, you're posting your videos, you're doing drains, and you're like, holy shit, this is crazy. It's like a whole new world. Mm-hmm. So I think I got into it so fast, and it grew. It was going really well. Yes. But I had to take a step back and basically figure out, how am I going to incorporate this in my life? Because I do have, you know, my own personal life, a professional life.
You're a straight alpha male.
Right, exactly.
This other thing. Yeah. So in terms of your sexuality, incorporating faggots into that, Was there a leap of any kind with that for you?
I think it's like realizing you had a superpower that you never knew about, right? That I had this power basically over a lot of fags. And I didn't know about that until I was, like I said, 20. Yeah. So I took some time literally to like pause and think, because it got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm making a ton of money and I've got dozens of guys hitting me up every day. What is this going to look like in the next 5 years, 10 years, whatever? How am I going to keep, you know, keep this balance with my other parts of my life? So I thought about it really hard, because it wasn't, to me, it became more than just quick cash. It was like, you know, I want to be posting really high quality content. I want to have like good relationships with the subs. So I was thinking more big picture, and that's why I took time off for personal reasons. Right. And also to think about like, you know, my boundaries and how I want to approach it. And I came back with the Alpha Aesthetic account, and it's been good. I mean, I've handled it how I wanted to. I haven't been as active as I'd like to be, just because I've been, you know, busy with other things going on.
You kind of blinked out there a little bit after we talked initially. You kind of disappeared again for a period of time, several weeks or something. And I thought, has he changed his mind again? You know?
No. Yeah, I'm definitely. Okay. I've decided I'm not changing my mind. I'm sticking with this. Not leaving. There's going to be periods where I'm like MIA a little bit. I've got stuff going on, and you know, I don't want to post shitty content just for quick cash. I know I could do that, but if I'm posting something, videos, pictures, whatever, doing Skype drains, I want to really have my mind and my heart in it. You know, it's just my personal preference, how I do things, right? I have a hard time doing things at like 50%, which is why I definitely take, you know, hiatus is like, I won't post for a week or two, and guys are like, hey, what's going on? You leave, you forget about me. And I'm like, no, I'm just, you know, taking some time, whatever, doing other stuff. Right.
Yeah. Right. You need to kind of refresh the palate a little bit, you know, from time to time, kind of recharge the battery, I guess. But,
yeah, exactly.
So, that's interesting that you take it that personally. You know, I know a lot of, and you probably have seen this yourself, that there's a lot of alphas in the FinDom scene who are just looking for quick cash and don't, you know, and they get off on maybe the abuse part of it or something, but they don't really take any of it very seriously or as a part of their life, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think that before, when you were Alpha JP, like you're a different person, but, you know, you were definitely, there was a disconnect, you know, between you and the faggots that were serving you, which is hot. That's the thing about it. It was kind of hot, you know, that you had that, I'm better than you, you know, I would never, there was one video you posted where you said something like, I would never hang out with you in public, you know what I mean? Or something along those lines.
Right.
And I remember when you, it was so breathtaking when you said it, because I thought, that's totally true. You know, like,
yeah, it's a good video.
It's an excellent video. I still had that. I went looking for it. I don't know if I've got it on my site. It might be under some other name. I did want to talk about another one that I did have on my, I do have on my site. I have it pulled up actually, where you talk about purpose. I thought this was, I'm just going to play it really quickly. Okay. And I'll,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
What is up, Twitter world? I wanted to make a quick video about something that has been on my mind, and that is finding purpose. I think a lot of subs come into this space looking for purpose, and they look for a master who gives that to them. And I think in a world where a lot of people don't have direction, they don't know why they're going to work, going to school, they just kind of go through the motions. Everyone is looking for a purpose, especially if you don't have a family, you don't have kids, you're looking for something that gives your life meaning. I think people find meaning in a lot of wrong places by obsessing over celebrities, over sports, not just my personal opinion. But I think that finding meaning through, you know, a quote unquote alpha, cash master, someone who interacts with you, excuse me, I lost my fucking voice, someone who interacts with you and someone who, you know, has a symbiotic relationship with you, that can give you a lot more meaning because you're living vicariously through them in a special way. You know, like when I get tributes from subs, I'm always using that money productively, buying good food, you know, buying nice clothes, you know, investing that money. So you're improving my life. And through that, that brings you joy. So I think it does have some merit. And I know this is more of a serious video, I guess, but I wanted to post this because, you know, the question of purpose comes up a lot in FinDom. So just wanted to post it out there and share with y'all my thoughts on the matter.
Yeah. So how does it feel to hear that video after so long?
Of course, I remember the audio. That was my most popular video ever. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but yeah. I think those words are entirely true. I think I was spot on. And through the experiences that I had, like right off the bat, and I was seeing that guys really found purpose through me. A lot of my subs did, and it changed my perspective, right? I think I developed from the quick cash mindset, which is what it started as, right? To, oh shit, I'm giving these guys like real purpose, real meaning. And a lot of them invested a lot, not just financially, but emotional investment in me was huge. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really understand that, to be honest, until I walked away, right? Until I left out of the blue in 2020. And I had guys reaching out to me after I came back, and they were like, one guy, a couple guys were pissed. They were like, what the fuck? You know, I checked your page every day. You know, I attributed you all the time. And you just disappeared, right? And it wasn't like, hey, you owe me anything. It was just like, I was so invested in you. And it changed my mindset. Like, oh shit, there's responsibility that comes with this, you know, because not because I feel like I owe anybody anything. I don't feel that way at all, but I do want to be responsible with the power, right, involved, and the control that I have over other people, which is very real, right? So I didn't understand that until I took a step back, left, came back, and I had that like mindset shift, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I remember that video very well, and it was. Obviously, I posted on the website because I was so impressed by it, and I just think a lot of alphas in the scene don't get that what you express in that video, and that's pre awakening. You know what I mean? So,
where you were just figuring it out, you know. But
You had several videos that were kind of like that, that were totally different from anything that anybody else was expressing. And so when you disappeared, I was like, ugh, gosh, this guy really had something to say, and he disappeared. So,
right.
I can see why so many faggots were, you know, upset that you left. So you came back. So, what is the plan going forward, would you say, for FinDom for you?
That's a very broad question. Right now, I think I want to ramp up my involvement on my Twitter page, first and foremost. I don't tweet as much as I would like to. It just comes down to managing my time. I need to make more time for Skype drains, for tweeting, and posting really high-quality content. Beyond that, I have a website in the works, alphaesthetic.com. I actually had a fag reach out to me, and he gave me some credentials, said, hey, I'm in web design. He built the website for me. I already bought the URL because I was planning on doing this before. Mm-hmm. So he built it out. It's awesome. I mean, it's a great website.
Oh, wow.
I've got a whole bunch of ideas. I want to have like a community vibe where you can interact with other subs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have some kind of shop section. I get a lot of requests for like used underwear, used socks, all that shit. I'm going to have that on there so you can buy it like you're buying from Amazon or something. And a whole bunch of other different things. And I'm sure other guys.
You can't find that on Amazon.
Right. Like the, FinDom equivalent of Amazon. Right. That's the next step. I do want to have an OnlyFans coming out with a whole bunch of different types of content. Real times, one, I've got a foot fag in Miami, who I'm going to be seeing at some point this year and posting some content with him.
Nice.
And a whole bunch of other stuff, just verbal dom. I think that would be great and something that people would like to listen to. One thing I've been doing with one of my subs is just recording audios, like a 4 to 5 minute audio. I'll actually write it out in advance. Okay. I'll think about what I'm going to say. I'll write it out. And he listens to it like hypnosis. throughout the day when he's, you know, studying or working or he's watching TV or whatever. He'll listen to it in the background, and he likes it. So doing stuff like that is kind of the next step for me. Eventually, I'd like to even create a YouTube channel, kind of fuse my interests. I mean, FinDime is a big part of it. I want to integrate like my fitness interests into it as well. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the funny thing about YouTube is it gets really sticky with YouTube in that space, this kind of alpha fag space. It's, YouTube's a little funny about it, but yeah, there's, I mean, if you have an OnlyFans, you could operate that way, I guess, you know, too. But, you know, would you charge for the hypnosis videos or the audio files, I guess?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I haven't thought about how I'm going to charge for them, but, you know, I'd make it pretty cheap. I think there's demand for it.
Yeah, there is. There is. I talked to an alpha who is producing. He actually set up a studio with a professional mixer guy, and he produces hypnosis audio. And he said he's making like $30,000 a month or something. I thought that was...
That's amazing. That's exactly what I want to do too. It's the same type of thing, because I've had so many guys reach out to me looking for that, both with video, like video of me, you know, recorded, and also just the audio. Yeah, both ways would be fucking great.
Right. I mean, you have really gorgeous eyes, so you should probably just stare. You could probably sell a video of just you staring into a camera for like 4 to 5 minutes. I think I'd probably buy one of those.
Yeah, I've been using my eyes for a long time to
get
what I want.
Exactly. The very first time I saw you, I thought, oh my gosh, that guy's eyes are just incredible. Like I could, but then you were speaking these kind of arrogant, you know, like I would say gently hateful.
Right. Things. That always surprises people because I am arrogant and cocky, but I'm like so even keel. Most of the time, people are like, dude, you seem so calm, like down to earth.
right. Like, it seems like if you were abusing me physically, like it would still be kind of gentle in a way. I don't know. But I have an alpha friend who lives in Colorado now, you remind me a lot of him, And he's got the same kind of eyes and like he's got the same mannerisms. He's very cocky, but in kind of a playful, gentle, easygoing way, you know? So you're like an arrogant spring breeze, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Have you always been, would you say always been very confident, very self-confident?
Yeah, totally. And the person you see on Twitter in my videos is 100% me.
Yes.
I've always tried to be completely authentic. And I've always wanted to continue to get paid for being superior. Just like the guys that started paying me in college, for example, I had no idea of FinDime. I was just organically approached to get paid. Right. I'm like, I can just keep being myself. Right. I understand the scene more and what people like more. And I'm like refining my game, so to speak. But I'm still me. It's the same personality, same everything.
Your game. I love that.
Right, yeah.
It's like your game with females, but with faggots instead, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the first time, our aborted first interview, we talked a little bit about ownership of faggots. Is there room in your life to own faggots to, if they could serve you domestically? Would you be interested in things like having faggots in chastity as owned property of yours?
Yeah, it's definitely something I've thought about. I've got a few guys who I would actually do it with, who I know well enough, who I think would be willing to relocate and make it happen. I have not done it yet, but it's definitely something I've considered, and I would totally do it. Like, I could do it with two or three other guys, get a nice condo or something. They pay for everything. They keep it clean. And they just exist to serve me there. Right. They all have their own jobs and their own lives, you know, here and there, but they come back and they're basically mine. So
exactly.
Yeah, we'll see.
Would they be live-in faggots, or would they be just like service faggots that would come in and?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, either way is fine. Having local guys to like do shit for me, and that's what I had in college, right? It was another guy on campus. So having someone local is something I've thought about. Having, you know, a live-in guy would be fine. It just require like a little more trust and comfort.
Sure. Right, of course.
Right. So I'm pretty picky with who I share a housing space with. I've always hated living with roommates. Like,
yeah.
Just my personality. You probably guess that. Yeah.
I have a hard time imagining that, but I think probably a live-in faggot would be much different than a live-in, like a roommate, you know?
Right. There's one guy I talk to, I just do Skype drains with. He's in Asia, but he loves role-playing, like the live-in faggot role, right? Okay. And I always have to like think creatively in terms of like, what would I actually want if a guy was actually living at my house? And my ideal scenario would be a guy just to like clean, take care of shit, and like get out of my hair. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I love the space. I love, you know, my own area.
Right. But I mean, like, wouldn't it be nice if you came home and your faggot had, cooked you a home cooked meal and served you the food and, you know, knelt beside you while you ate and, you know, and whatever. Like it could be anything, you know, you could be watching the game and have your faggot getting you drinks and making you snacks and whatever, like, you know, clean towels every day and clean bed sheets every day, that kind of thing, you know? So
that'd be great. And if I had friends over, they could serve the friends too. Like,
of course,
that'd be fantastic.
Right. Now that kind of brings up another question. So, how deeply into your own personal life are you willing to incorporate faggots? Like, friends, you'd have friends over and say, this is my faggot, you know, you tell it what to do and it'll do it, you know, that kind of thing. Would that be something that you would try to incorporate or no?
Yeah, I do. I mean, most of my friends already know, to be honest. I've even had some fags send money to my friends.
Oh, really?
Okay. So yeah, a lot of my friends know.
To prove to your friends that it's possible or something, or?
Yeah, there's been a few times I've been out drinking, like at a bar or something, and I've seen an old friend, like a guy I know pretty well, and we've talked about, like, hey, what are you doing for job, career, whatever, and I brought up FinDom, and I've been like, dude, watch this, and I'll, like, request money, or I've done it in front of girls, too, and it's kind of gets a laugh. People are like, what the fuck? Like, they don't understand, right? It's, like, this foreign concept.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But What do your male friends say afterwards when they see it happen?
Most of them think it's cool. Yeah. To be honest, yeah.
Yeah. Do they realize the extent, the amount of money that you have been making in FinDom? I mean, I guess you probably told them, but
yeah, I've shown some of them like literally my PayPal or Cash App history, and they're like, holy shit, this is nuts. But I think it's hard for them to wrap their brains around like the whole scene and what's going on and just how much money people make.
Yeah. Well, and plus the you know, there's this question that a lot of straight men have, does this make me gay? You know, or whatever, but I don't think they really understand how, I mean, nothing about a man's sexuality changes because he's using a faggot. A faggot is just a tool, like a fleshlight or anything else, you know? So, you know, you don't, if you were humping your pillow when you were a teenager, it doesn't mean that you're sexually attracted to pillows. It's just a pillow is a thing that you used, you know, just as an example. So like, you know, it doesn't make you gay. You're basically expressing a part of your alphahood that is there, you know.
I agree with you totally.
Yeah, well, of course you do. you've
people bring that up, though. Guys have brought that up to me. Sure. Like, hey, do you feel gay doing this? I'm like, dude, not at all, right? Yeah. I've always been very comfortable, and I was always a guy in college. Like, I would get hit on by gay guys, and a lot of straight, good-looking straight guys are like, oh, no, I can't do this, whatever, it's weird. I've always been, like, super cool, you know, and you can probably imagine, like, me at a bar, guy wants to buy me a drink. I'm like totally relaxed, talking to him, fun time. I'll always like stop it before it like escalates. But I've always been you know, kind of like the relaxed straight guy around gay guys. Right. At least in how I think of it. So yeah,
How far do you let them unzip your pants before you stop them? Like, just kidding.
I'll usually drop it in conversation. If I have a girl around, it will, you know, I'll kind of put my arm around her or something. Okay. Make it subtle, you know?
Sure. Right. I understand. Yeah. I mean, you are a very relaxed alpha and, but here's the thing though, like, up until this point, you haven't really done a lot of meetups, like outside of the college experience.
Yep, I've done zero. You're right.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me. Was it simply because you, I mean, was it, did it come out of that attitude you had of, I wouldn't hang out with you in my private life, you know, so I'm not going to meet up with you, that kind of attitude, or was it something else?
No, not at all. I'd actually do it, and I've planned it several times. Mm-hmm. I've moved two or three times in the past, like, 15, 18 months, so that's been part of it. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to coordinate occasionally. Like, if I'm on the road and I have to – I want to meet a sub who I have a rapport with, like, for the first sure. time, like, somebody who I've talked to for a couple months at least and have yeah. a general idea what they're like. Mm-hmm. So there's a few guys I'm planning on meeting this year, hopefully. But, yeah, it's nothing to do with, like, oh, I'm too good for you. I am – better than you, but I would not see you and take your cash and like have a fun night and go get drinks, you know, do some foot worship. And that'd be great for content too. I definitely want to meet sure. up and record some content as well.
Yeah. If you're going to have an OnlyFans, you're going to have content. And I don't know if the females you're fucking are wanting to get videoed or not, but they probably would do it for you. I guess.
Yeah, I actually did it for the first time. I've never recorded a sex tape, but I did it for the first time.
You never recorded yourself at all?
I did in high school with my high school girlfriend a few times. Oh. Like, we deleted it. We broke up, and it was like we just, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
So I have not a girlfriend, but a girl that I kind of see occasionally right now. And
fuck, buddy.
She's super cool with whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm going to record this. And it was only our second time ever hanging out.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I mean, it was cool. I haven't posted it yet, but I have the recording.
Okay, well, my email address is fagsworship. I think probably everyone that worships you probably would love to watch you fuck a girl. Do you find it unusual that faggots want to watch you fuck a girl?
No, not at all. I think it's a perfect display of dominance, right? Like, me and my element is me fucking a girl, right? So you get to see me, like, raw energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dominance, and that's hot, right?
Sure, definitely. I mean, I think it's faggots imagine, like, wow, you know, there he is in his element, like you said, as a straight alpha male taking what he wants, and what would it be like if I was the female, that kind of thing, you know? But
right.
I kind of want to ask you, because you said something about selling used underwear and stuff. Now, you have never done that either, have you?
Online, no, I haven't.
Okay. Right. The college guys, you did.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to it. It's just been, like, too much of a hassle for me to, like, ship it. So right. I want to kind of get it organized and, like, have it more than just someone, like, shooting me a DM. Like, hey, can I buy your underwear for $30? I want to have some kind of structure to it a little bit.
Yeah. So it doesn't bother you though at all? Like, like some people get weirded out by that, I guess, and you know.
No, I don't get weirded out by selling underwear at all. Underwear, okay. Other clothes, no big deal.
Cum?
I haven't thought about that. That's a good question. That makes me nervous for, like, pregnancy reasons. I have no idea what people are gonna do with it.
They're gonna swallow it.
Okay, I guess I wouldn't have to worry then.
They're faggots; they can't get pregnant. I assure you.
There's crazy chicks out there who might see it. And
well, that's true.
I've certainly had my fair share of scares.
Yeah,
so.
but they can't. They tricked you and took your cum and injected it and got pregnant. I don't know how you'd be responsible legally for any of that, but you know, faggots are gonna. Either they're going to swallow it or they're going to inject it up their ass and absorb you through their, you know, colon. So that's what's going to happen.
I mostly get requests for underwear and socks, so I'll stick to that for the time being.
Right.
We'll see what comes up down the road.
Master Mark is like, I don't know if you know who that is. I'm sure you probably do. He is like an archive of cum that he has stored up that he sells to faggots, and like he's got all, you know, test tubes and like the whole nine yards. It's like an operation, you know.
Like a chemistry set at home just to preserve it, and,
and he's got a gross of test tubes, you know, like pallets of it shipped to his place. I don't know, like, and he's constantly pumping out cum, you know, and he's not fucking girls. He's selling his cum to faggots, and I mean, it seems like an awful lot of work, but you know, I don't know. If you're lounging around making tons of money off of faggots and you're not working, I guess you have time to package cum, I guess.
Right. Mailed off. Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty profitable too, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could probably charge any price you wanted, you know. Well, what do you think a vial of your cum would be worth?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, I think at minimum like $250. I don't know. I wouldn't want to sell it for cheap. Like, I think it's just degrading to sell it for like $20. Like, that just
right. I mean, like, it's premium. It's like genetic perfection in a test tube. Like, what? $20? Yeah, exactly. You know, like,
right. I think I'd have to make it pretty high, like at least 500. I don't know. I'd get a feel for what the market is going for and then adjust accordingly.
And then add another $100.
Right, exactly.
But that's interesting. So I'm really intrigued by the whole idea of you owning faggots, like literal faggots that are servants of yours, you know, even if you had live-in faggots. Like, that's intriguing to me because like I didn't think that you'd ever make that leap, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a possibility, and if it happens, I'll be posting on Twitter about it because it'll make great content. It has not happened yet. I do have some guys in mind. We've talked about it, guys that I trust who have drained for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool. You just have to work out the logistics and make sure you're all on the same page, and yeah. We'll see.
Would you keep them in the basement or like they have a mat to sleep on, or would they?
Yeah, we've talked basement, we've talked cage, some kind of little closet. Some guy told me in like some Asian country they have like a closet on the balcony for like the maid or butler basically, and they wanted to install something like that, like a 5x5 square.
Oh, wow.
So who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. Sure. I've seen all kinds of different permutations of that. I mean, you know, lots of cages and stuff. I've seen beds with cages underneath them, you know, and where the faggot would stay there, you know. I mean, I don't know. But anything's possible, you know. Okay, so you mentioned drains. So let's talk about the financial aspects of it. What is the most amount that you've made so far, let's say a year in FinDom?
Oh, God, it's so hard to calculate. I started in 2019, took 6 months off. I mean, I'm well over $100,000 in the past.
Okay.
You know, year and a half. I don't know exactly how much. It's tough to calculate because some guys are buying me food. Like I've had some guys send me DoorDash a bunch of times and Amazon gifts.
Sure.
Well,
and you've been inconsistent also.
Yeah. And the inconsistency. I mean, you know,
this is not your job, you know, so.
Yeah. Right. If I put more effort into it, I'm sure I could do more. And I plan to do that. But I've definitely had big weekends. I mean, I had one guy drain $5,000 in a weekend once. That was pretty big. Like 20, 30 grand a month has been my peak so far, which is pretty good for a relatively small Twitter
account.
That's
huge.
Who tweets like once a month, right?
Right. I mean, like you're like Santa Claus, you know, like you're like Halley's Comet. Every once in a while you show up and everybody goes, oh, wow. And then disappear for another 70 years or whatever.
Right.
So that's a lot of money. I didn't realize it was that much in a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's sporadic, and it's dependent on my involvement. Like, there'll be days I don't even check Skype, and I'm sure guys are hitting me up, like, yo, I want to drain. And I'm just like, shit, I'm busy, I'm sorry. And that's just money on the table. So if I had more free time, I would capitalize more on those opportunities.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. And you plan to, I suppose. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, do you have an accountant that handles your finances, or how? Like,
I do. I have an accountant. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Do you tell your accountant what you're doing with where that money's coming from?
They have a general idea. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. They give you kind of a side eye, or what do they do?
No, I mean, I pay them well, so they do their job, and I pay them well, and, you know,
keep staying in my business.
It's all business. Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. Just money. It's just ones and zeros, basically.
Exactly.
You're not going to disappear anytime soon, correct?
No, definitely not.
Okay, good.
Here to stay.
Before, when you first were doing FinDom, the money, was it just for luxuries, or were you trying to use that money for investing, or what were you trying to do with it?
I mean, I don't have like one function for my FinDom money. I use it for all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. I did invest quite a lot of it in 2019 and 2020. And I did super well. I've done well on those investments. I'm pretty savvy financially. And some subs actually really like that. I've got a couple guys who love hearing about, like, hey, I sent you $1,000 last year, and I'll show them, like, hey, I've invested money and now I've got, you know, a lot more, right?
200,000. I don't
know which came from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I've got a lot of money saved up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And subs like that. Like, subs like sending to someone who has money. I've done really well. I graduated college 2 years ago, and I was, like, dead broke when I graduated, right? Mm. And I've done well in, you know, like, corporate life and FinDom, and I've done great financially. Yeah. And it's going to keep ramping up
for sure
the next couple of years. So I think subs like that.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. That's a huge – I get that all the time. Ask about the money. Ask about the money, you know, so.
Right.
It is kind of a fetish for them, on top of the sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's good that you're investing properly. Don't you think that a lot of your competitors, I guess if you want to call them that, do you feel like they're utilizing FinDom properly? I mean, what's your view of your fellow alphas, I guess?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say competitors. I mean, there's guys that
I know you wouldn't. That's why I
use not that even word. To talk down on them. I just don't think of it like that. There are definitely guys who I look at and I'm like, who are ahead of me? Are they have more followers? I'm sure they drain more. I look at them for tips, basically. Hey, what are they doing? What kind of strategies? That's what people recommended when I first got in the scene. I had a few subs, veteran subs, reach out to me and say, hey, look at this guy's profile, look at his videos. He's been doing this for 5 or 10 years or whatever. And I've been, like, very open-minded, taking notes, like, learning from guys who've been doing this for a while, rather than just, like, hey, fuck everybody else. Like, that's stupid to me. There are guys that I think aren't really that good, but I'm not going to judge anybody. If people are making money online, like, go for it. Like, it's their own prerogative. You know, it's just not my style, right? And I think the quick cash mindset it's great. I mean, it's okay to get quick cash. I love quick cash. It's great. But I think I'm at this point, I've been exposed to the scene for over a year. I have like bigger goals, right? More than just like, can I drain $100 today or $1,000 or $5,000 today? But thinking literally for the next 5 or 10 years, right?
Right.
And incorporating into my lifestyle is what I want, is to have the best lifestyle possible. And it's made easier by faggots, right? Who give me a bunch of money, who chauffeur me around, who pay for my food. So to me, it's about designing the optimal lifestyle, and FinDom is a big part of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been great.
I love that. I just love that. because like what you just mentioned about chauffeuring me around and stuff, it speaks to, alphahood is a lifestyle and not just money. You know what I mean? like it's that faggots can make that possible for you to live this kind of ultra lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like the lifestyles of the rich and famous, you know, but you don't have to be rich or famous necessarily. You can just own faggots and they can just give you what you want, you know?
Exactly.
But like, I mean, there are some alphas in the scene that they don't do anything with faggots at all, just take money, and they flex and they tease their bulge and stuff, you know, and they, I just find that to be, I don't know how what you view that kind of thing, but I find it to be kind of empty in a way, you know.
I mean, I think there's obviously a lot of demand for it, right? Yeah, I think what sets me apart is not that. I mentioned on the last podcast that I definitely do want to put more emphasis on fitness. I've been so focused on other things, but I'm not a big muscle guy right now. People like me for, you know, my face. I'm very handsome, my voice, my personality, the dominance, right? I think I have a natural aggressor side of me, which I've had in sports with girls and now with faggots for my whole life. So I think, you know, it's some people, that's all they have, right? They've got nice muscles and they can barely talk coherently and they just fucking flex, which is fine. That's totally fine. A lot of them probably get paid really fucking well, and I have no hate for them at all. I think that's really fucking cool. Yeah. But for me, it's like, hey, I want to play to my strengths, right? And I think I know how to mind fuck a lot of guys. I know how to be aloof and cocky and arrogant in a really powerful way, where it's not just in your face flexing, fuck you, faggot, but it's on a deeper, more intimate level of...
Yes.
You know, hypnosis.
Yeah, basically. That was the word I was just about to come out of my mouth. Hypnosis, exactly. I mean, I do think that you've always had a hypnotic way about you. You know, even when you weren't trying, it just was like that. And I guess that's why I was so disappointed when you disappeared, because I thought, gosh, you know, he was something else. He was something different from the standard person in the scene. So. And I'm excited to the idea that you might be really incorporating it fully into your life, because I think that's where the real power is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big time. I mean, just from my perspective, I'm a 23-year-old guy. I was 22 when I first started in FinDom Online. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions just in life, right? If you're fresh out of college, you're like, oh shit, what am I going to do for a job? Where am I going to live? Like, all these questions are in your brain. So I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate FinDom into whatever else I'm doing. And is FinDom my main thing, or is it just something I do with five guys on, you know, a small handful of subs on the side? Those are like big questions that I've asked myself over the past year, right? Is how I want to do this. And like, can I see myself doing this for literally 5 or 10 years, right? Because there's pros and cons to everything,
sure,
right? And you need to be able to weigh those and make the right decision at the time.
Right. But it seems like you've come down on the side of basically faggot ownership.
Yeah, big time. I mean, it makes my life way more convenient. I think I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've always asked myself, like, what if I went 110% balls to the wall with FinDom? Like, right now I'm definitely not, and you know that, because like, I don't tweet a lot, like I have no OnlyFans, I hardly ever respond to DMs, you know. I've gotten better, but I've been flaky in the past just because I've been so busy, right? I work a demanding job, I've got other shit going on, and you know, to me, FinDom would be a great way to incorporate like my fitness goals, which I've neglected because of just like a hectic busy life. Like, a lot of people that are fresh out of college, you get a 80-hour week job, like that's kind of standard in my industry, at least,
right?
And to me, FinDom is a great way for me to incorporate like the lifestyle that I want, right? Which is a lifestyle of freedom. Okay, so that means like not a 9-to-5 job. Fitness, which is something I really value, like physical health, which means better content, dominance, like sexual dominance, financial dominance, you know, with females and with gay males, right? So those are all things that are very important to me. And I think FinDom is like at the intersection of a lot of those interests. And yeah, I think it could be like my main focus pretty soon, to be honest.
But I mean, FinDom is financial domination, but like incorporating faggots into your personal life as basically slaves is a different kettle of fish, basically. So it's in the same vein, correct? But like, it's more of your lifestyle, as a lifestyle change, not just FinDom.
Right.
But it's ownership.
Yeah. Again, I'm not opposed to it. I haven't done it. I think I'd learn a lot about it once I like actually, you know, have that situation set up and I'd have a better perspective.
Would you want to quit your job entirely and live off of FinDom?
I definitely could. I haven't. I absolutely could with how much I currently make from FinDom. I've thought about that a lot, quitting the job, not because of FinDom necessarily, just because of lifestyle. And, you know, regardless of FinDom, maybe the job, I've had several jobs after college. Maybe the job isn't what I want to do. And just that lifestyle, like the corporate lifestyle. I think a lot of people don't like that. I think as an alpha, like a natural alpha, I think you despise like having the control. And if you're working for any big company that exists, right?
Being controlled.
Yeah, having someone else, like even if it's little shit, right? Like you have to be here at this time. You have to speak about this, whatever. Like those are things to me that to a lot of people, it's like, hey, it's whatever. It's no big deal. Just put up with it. To me, that drives me nuts because I'm a, not a control freak, but I like having the ability to say no at any time. That's one of the reasons I like FinDom, but also more generally just like entrepreneurship. Like, hey, I fucking decide whatever I want to do.
Right. I mean, well, I guess that was my kind of my next question too, is that like you seem like the type that you definitely are an entrepreneur person. And so you have that spirit about you. So
big time.
Are there avenues entrepreneurially that you would like to pursue? What kind of businesses would you like to run for yourself?
Yeah, so I've done a few things since I graduated, in addition to like a standard job. I've done some things in finance, like financial coaching. I work in finance, selling online courses. That's not what we want to do. I've had friends do a lot of that stuff, and that's kind of popular in the e-commerce selling world. To me, like I've thought about this a lot. Like, what's the ideal business or lifestyle that I want to have? To me, it would be focused on fitness first and foremost, and then FinDom, which go hand in hand, right? Yeah, right. I don't want to be selling like fitness courses or workout book. There's enough of that shit. I want to be selling like the experience of financial domination with me, doing calls, doing drains, that kind of thing. And I've thought about
you would coach other alphas?
Not necessarily. I mean, I've definitely had guys ask me. I'm not sure if that's something I could coach. I honestly don't know. I'd have to try it. Cause I don't know how much is just natural. Like either you have, at some point you either have it or you don't. I think there's things you can improve. Right. And that's what I've tried to do with like looking at other alphas that do a great job, like learning from them, but I have it naturally. Right. I couldn't teach a lot of the things that I do naturally to other guys, right. Other straight guys. Just like with girls too. It's the same shit. It's like, yeah, I can try and tell you what to say, but you're not me, you know, you might not have the same swagger or whatever. And, you know, same goes for anybody who's good with girls or if you're a professional athlete, same type of thing, right? Like Michael Jordan could show me how to shoot a basketball, but I'm not going to be in the fucking NBA. So a lot of it's inherent, genetic.
I fucking love you. Gosh, I like, I'm sitting here trying not to laugh because I just, hearing you say those kind of things, just coming from somebody else, it might be really annoying, but like from you, it's just, I know inherently that what you're saying is 100% the truth. And so it's just funny that you recognize it and I recognize it. And we can just have a conversation about your superiority. Like it is written in stone, you know, which it is, you know, but,
And I never want to sell a bullshit product. If I was coaching alphas, like if I can't do it in good conscience, it's like, if this isn't going to fucking work for you, I'm just a scammer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to do that. Like my reputation is way more valuable to me than selling a fucking course.
Yeah, right. Well, and alphas are notoriously bad about wanting to pay for anything. So like getting money out of them might be like getting blood out of a turnip, you know. So anyway, but you got me all discombobulated after that last answer of yours.
That rant, yeah.
that egotistical rant. Oh, here's one thing I wanted to ask you about. So, just briefly. So, in terms of hierarchy, you do recognize hierarchy. Obviously, like you, it seems like it's almost the basis for your entire FinDom experience is hierarchy. You do it much.
Course.
You seem to play off of that much more than most others. So you understood from the beginning, like that faggots exist to serve you or to. It seemed natural, I guess, is what I'm getting at from the beginning. When faggots started approaching you in college.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I learned, right? It's something like a whole new power that I didn't know I had that I've always had, apparently. And I'm sure there were guys before the college instance who wanted to do the same thing, right? But were probably scared to death.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure
that's
sort of
happening really fast. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure probably.
If you look back in high school, your high school years, you could probably think of faggots that were showing you extra attention and you just didn't pay any attention to it, but probably, you know. But it's felt natural, I guess is what I'm saying, for you. Like you understood it was just part of the natural order of things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been a learning experience for me, but now I totally get it, and I understand that this is just the way things are, right? And to me, it's not unusual now for guys to send me money. It's not strange at all, right? It's just, it literally feels natural.
Right, yep. Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that ultimately, I think guys inherently understand this kind of arrangement. It's been around since the beginning of time, you know? They're alphas who lead and faggots who follow and serve, you know?
Right.
And, you know, we have kings and servants and whatever. Our whole human society is built on it. So I think alphas like you understand inherently. You might not act on it because you're straight, you know?
And right. So,
but
true.
Once it's introduced to you, you're like, yes, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you around. I hope that you stay around because your example and your insight is one of a kind and it's very, very valuable. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, I believe in hierarchy, as you know, 100%. And like it's the whole teaching program that I have on the website, and you have always been like a touchstone for me in this space. So it's been a real privilege to be able to talk to you again. And and I just really wish you continued success, you know, and please, please just focus your energy on it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I will. And to all the listeners, stay tuned. There's more coming. I promise. Even if I'm not posting daily on my Twitter
or monthly.
FinDom is always on my mind. I'm always thinking about it. Not always, but a lot of the time I am. And I do have a lot of big things planned for this year and the future.
Yes, exactly. So go to alphaesthetic.com and buy a vial of his cum.
Coming soon.
Coming
soon. No pun intended.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Master, very much for this conversation. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye.
See ya.
You see what I mean by the charisma? He just oozes charisma. He is a really one of a kind alpha. And I think there's several very surprising developments that he unveiled in this interview, particularly about fag ownership. I never in a million years would have thought that the man that I fell in love with 2 years ago would ever, ever consider owning a faggot as a piece of property. That is really a change in his thinking. And I am excited about his future because literally the world is his. If he can ever focus, he will own the world. And that's the truth. I hope he does, because I would love to for him to own me and everything else. Okay? So that's the interview. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go over and follow him on Twitter and his various other accounts that he's building and support him. And kneel and serve. That's all I can say. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care. Love ya. Bye.